Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Renovating your home might feel like an instant way to upgrade its value, but the truth is there are many ways to throw money down the home improvement drain. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. The very first thing you need to ask yourself before tackling a renovation is, how long do I plan to live in my home? Now, if the answer is 5 years or less, you should renovate to sell, which means while you might have an elaborate design idea, you should stick to renovations that will increase your chances of selling your home. Remember, exquisite could be exclusive. You might have an elaborate design idea, but your taste might not resonate with potential buyers when you go to sell your house. Sticking to traditional style is your best bet to recoup the money spent on your renovation. As for swimming pools, high maintenance additions are usually a red flag for home buyers. Unless you live in a warm climate, installing a swimming pool can be more of a negative than a positive for resale. Remember, don't overdo it. Renovating to have the nicest home in the neighborhood doesn't mean you'll have the most valuable home in the neighborhood. A state-of-the-art kitchen is a nice idea, but if yours is the only expensive kitchen on the block, it might make your home more difficult to sell at fair market value. Choose projects based on the likelihood for cost to be recovered. Remodeling Magazine says the top projects for recouping your money are installing a new wood deck, replacing siding, minor kitchen remodels, and replacing older windows with new insulated ones. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.